Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you.
Damn loud headphones today.
That's right. Might just be my voice.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But like all of a sudden, it was like Alex yesterday with just that peak on the meter.
Nothing was that loud. Welcome into a Red Friday at 96.5 The Fan. Mac Likens, Dusty Morey, and Bob Fesco here with you on a very fabulous Friday. We're all three in red. Check us out on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Our cameras are live. Get your beautiful melon in there, Bob.
Mac's telling me to move my camera.
There we go. That's a little better.
Are we good now?
That's it.
Is it good?
That's
Hello.
It. See, that's the great thing about Mac's microphone back there. He has two buttons. One's a left, one's a right. Your headset, my headset. He could tell you something that I have no idea. He could just be talking a whole bunch of bull junk on me and be like, dude, this take is trash.
What are you thinking? Me and Fesco are laughing
And I'm just sitting here being like, yeah, and I really think this guy could do it. He's really, really cool.
You thinking Sky can do it? No, not him anymore. He was placed on the disabled list yesterday.
Bye-bye. My buddy, my old college professor and mentor Joe Moore texted me yesterday. He goes, you know what? I think I could catch a ball before Sky Moore.
Well, that's what I asked.
And I just said, thanks for listening.
See, he absolutely could catch a ball.
Yeah, no.
But let me ask you this. Raise your hand if you're driving around or you're getting up this morning, however it is, however you are. Raise your hand if you were surprised that Sky Moore ended up on the injured list. And number two, raise your hand if you believe that Sky Moore is injured. I haven't seen one hand go up anywhere.
I find it weird that they did say in the press conference that he may need surgery.
Yeah, like a core injury or something is what they're saying.
Core muscle injury.
Yeah, which means it could be anything.
What's
right?
funny is a buddy of mine was texting me, if you missed the news, by the way, Sky Moore was placed on the injury reserve list, and there's maybe a possibility he could use need a surgery for his core abdomen area.
Which sounds very painful on the surface, does it not?
Yeah.
sounds
like a hernia.
Yeah.
No, it's weird because somebody had asked me, like, okay, well, who goes away? A buddy of mine asked me, like, okay, well, if DeAndre Hopkins joins the roster, somebody's going to have to, you know, either go to the practice squad. And I was like, well, one of two things. They're going to put Juju on IR, I would assume, with the hamstring. They haven't yet.
No, not yet.
So maybe it's not that severe.
Yeah, it's touch and go.
Yeah, literally the definition of a hamstring injury.
Right, yeah.
And then I was like, or watch out for a fake Sky Moore injury. Mm-hmm. And literally 24 hours later, I see like a post on Facebook I'm tagged in, and it says, Dusty, you wizard.
Yeah,
well, and I was like, well, Kadarius Toney last year had an injury, and then he said on Twitter, I'm not hurt. And then that was basically your free golden ticket out of here, mister.
You cost yourself a job with a Super Bowl team. Is he even in the NFL anymore?
Practice squad, Browns, or released? I don't know. My guess is that they were like,
they got rid of Amari Cooper, and I didn't even hear if he was promoted to the active roster then, Kadarius Toney.
You'd have known with Twitter on Kansas City Chiefs sites that he'd have been like, oh, Kadarius Toney's going to get another chance to drop the ball.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah, literally. And Sky Moore probably will never get another chance in Kansas City again.
Yeah, he's probably
to go out and catch a football. But you know, he had the opportunities. He didn't take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah,
now you wonder, you know, if the injury did factor in or whatever this year, but who knows? I mean, you got to move on. You got to get better, you know, at that position. And so we'll see what happens. But I think anybody who's been watching football had the same reaction yesterday. It was the big eye roll with the Sky Moore news. Like, oh, he's hurt. All right. Yeah.
I just looked up Kadarius Toney 16 hours ago from CBS Sports. Kadarius Toney looks healthy again. Hey, what do you know?
Where?
He's in Cleveland.
Oh, he is still in Cleveland. Yeah, practice squad.
Yeah. The classic Kadarius Toney headline. He looks healthy.
Yeah, well, he's the guy that everybody still is going to have FOMO with around the NFL. We all have players like that. I think Mondi obviously was our biggest one here in Kansas City. You don't want to give up on talent. And there's no denying that Kadarius Toney has talent, right? But he also doesn't have the ability to hold on to the football.
Yeah, it's just, you know, one of those things, you know, you just want
to, let's see your talent.
So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I try to be, you know, cool, calm and collected until about Friday, and then Sunday about noon when Scott Hansen is on my TV, I get there. I got to get some duct tape out. And I'll be honest with you, I was cutting some audio this morning and trying to find anything. I mean, anything that she said about the Raiders.
Nothing.
Right?
Yeah, they're adults.
And all I could find was stuff the Raiders talked about the Chiefs.
That's right.
So let's start out and let's get you there in a Raider week, because this is all your audio of a whole bunch of bull junk, to take a line from Coach Prime, about what the Raiders said. Here is their head coach last year on a podcast with Max Cross.
You got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling now from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s before he came, Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, the Pistons used to whoop his. Anytime he came to the hole, elbows, filling them, love taps. We touched them. We're in the head, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm touching you.
Okay.
Why is he not in trouble for that? Let's back up a little bit. That's like that Greg Williams guy with two G's from Excelsior Springs I hear about every time we mention his name. Mm-hmm. Why did that guy get suspended and Antonio Pierce is going scot-free? Like, you can't get out there as a head coach of an NFL team and say we have Mahomes rules.
The problem is, and I can answer that really quickly, Greg Williams, we found out afterwards, and they had the proof already there, and then they put the two dots and connected the line, and were like, why was Favre beat up so bad? They're like, some whistleblower in the locker room was like, well, I can tell you why.
Yeah.
This crazy SOB was like, cut the head off the dragon and it won't live or be able to breathe fire. Then they put the words in this together, and they're like, all right, well, let's go get Sean Payton, let's go get Greg Williams, let's bring this together and see what they really said this. And it's like, you can't lie.
Yeah.
And so like, now,
If something happens,
we go out to the game on Sunday,
right, okay,
and in Vegas, and someone power slams Patrick Mahomes and he gets concussed,
right,
then they're going to go back in time and advocating for
because
this.
I think this one is kind of
face
like
of the league.
I know, but I think this has kind of fallen on, like, I don't want to say deaf ears, but I think it's kind of just like dissipated into the ether. You know, like you say something and it just kind of dissipates out there, and everybody kind of forgets about it, right?
I also think he's cap. I don't think there's cap on this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I don't think he's actually about this.
Okay, I don't think so either. No. I hope not.
This is a butthurt coach watching the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, somebody should have picked up the phone at that league office and goes, we're watching.
Oh.
And if you do anything to Patrick Mahomes or any other quarterback or any other player in this league that looks malicious, we're coming after you.
Oh, don't worry. Here's Roddy White with Josina Anderson on the NFL favoring the Chiefs.
The NFL has been very favorable to the Kansas City Chiefs. They should appreciate
it. God. That's an ignorant take.
They could, right now, they could be 1-5.
No, they couldn't. Where could they have been 1-5?
The NFL has been very favorable to the Kansas City Chiefs. They should appreciate it. Because I'm telling you, man, they could, right now, they could be 1-5.
Their last two games were blowouts, bro.
Yeah.
Like, just to let you know, their last two games were blowouts, 26-13, 28-18. Those are two blowout wins. Mm-hmm. They won the first game by a touchdown, but there's no impact by the officials in that game I'm looking at. The Cincinnati game, where they won by a point, there was a pass interference penalty call that was a legit pass interference penalty, and then the quarterback, or the wide receiver, I'm not mistaken, Jamar Chase, I think is his name, threw like a temper tantrum like a child and got a 15-yard penalty for that.
That.
And then I'm looking at the Atlanta game where we won by 5 points.
That does look like Arizona.
It does, doesn't it? I'm like in Arizona, but at Atlanta we won by 5 points. And if I'm not mistaken, in that game the Falcons
fourth down.
Yeah, they had two opportunities where they could have kicked two field goals and won by a point, but they chose not to and let the Chiefs defense go out there. So,
but that's
again
fine.
Ignorant takes abound about people on the Kansas City Chiefs because they're so desperate for this team to lose. We've reached peak, like, I'm tired of you mentality.
That's right.
So there are people in the media and on podcasts and everywhere are just making things up now.
Oh, yeah. And then Jack Jones, probably never heard of him.
No, but now you did.
Defensive back for the Raiders. Boy, it gets better.
Does that kind of help your game, just not having that intimidation by a guy like Mahomes?
No, I ain't intimidated by him. I don't think nobody in this locker room intimidated by him. I mean, it's good players all across the league. He a good player, so, you know, we see guys every week, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we focus on us more than we are about him, you know what I'm saying?
That's good.
But I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the media will make a lot about storylines heading in, but is there anything to that, you think, on the Chiefs' end, that they're coming in with a little something extra in the tank?
Of course. I mean, obviously, get back. I mean, the video that we had at the beginning of the year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot to go into it, but, I mean, it's not like we finna back down and turn it down. We gonna, you know, step up and do what we got to do and do what's necessary to try to come out victorious.
How do you guys kind of match up to that then? If they got something extra, how do you guys bring something extra?
Yeah, we be more extra than them. As simple as that, you know. We're going to match the energy in their ass some energy.
They're going to match the energy in their ass?
What did he say?
Sounds like he said they're going to match the energy in their ass.
That's what it sounded like. I don't know if that's necessarily what he said, but I mean, see.
Match the energy in their ass some energy.
Yeah, what? Well, yeah,
match the energy in their ass some energy.
Ass manager?
Match the energy in their ass some energy.
You know what I'm saying?
He goes, I do not understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then if you really want to get there, it's 6:10 in the morning.
How old is this guy, Jack Jones, Jack Johnson?
That's a veteran,
Jack
man.
Jones, that's a vet. That's a vet, D-bat, man.
That's a veteran right
hey,
there,
hey, DeAndre
right?
Hopkins, guess where you're going to be on the field on Sunday?
Hey,
in the ass.
Hey, Mr. Jack Johnson, have you ever seen number 15 play a football game before?
Where'd all the good people go?
That's right.
Here's Cam Stewart. Probably never heard of him. Works for Sirius. This guy blows hard.
I'm taking the Las Vegas Raiders against the Chiefs. I love this narrative this week. Oh, yep. The Chiefs getting better. Throwing more money on my money pile, my future bets, blah, 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 blah. I get it. The Chiefs are the best team in football. I'll admit it. Did I bet the 49ers like a stooge last week? Yes. Did I expect Brock Purdy to throw all those interceptions? No. Did I expect Deebo Samuel not to play? No. But here's the deal. The Raiders always play these guys tough. I don't give up. And when I see Patrick Mahomes doing his little stupid dance around the sideline, I want somebody to put him on his ass, and I want him to stay down. Stop letting this guy run the show. Stop being friendly to this team.
You ready for Sunday yet?
Who is that guy?
Let's go.
Cam Stewart. He works for Sirius, like satellite radio.
Never heard of the guy. No.
Yeah, dude.
Another ignorant take about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hurt Patrick Mahomes is what I hear.
Taking the Las Vegas Raiders against the Chiefs. I love this narrative this week. Oh, yep. The Chiefs getting better.
How do we get for you last week?
On my money pile, my future bets, blah, 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 blah. I get it. The Chiefs are the best team in football. I'll admit it. Did I bet the 49ers like a stooge last week? Yes. Did I expect Brock Purdy to throw all those interceptions? No. Did I expect Deebo Samuel not to play? No.
No.
But here's the deal. The Raiders always play these guys tough. I don't give up. And when I see Patrick Mahomes doing his little stupid dance around the sideline, I want somebody to put him on his ass, and I want him to stay down. Stop letting this guy run the show. Stop being friendly to this team.
Mm-hmm. He got choke slammed last week by San Francisco. Not only that, there's a whole lot of getting in the ass from the Raiders side of the Chiefs side for whatever that is.
My God, people are just bent on the Kansas City Chiefs and whatnot. I mean, my goodness. He says the Raiders have played the Chiefs close. Yeah, they won the Christmas Day game,
that's
right?
That's fair. They won the Rolling Around the Rosie game.
Right. The game before that, the Chiefs won 31-17. Mm-hmm. The game before that, the Chiefs won 31-13.
That's right.
The game before that, they won 30-29. Mm-hmm. The game before that, they won 48-9. The game before that, they won 41-14.
And this.
Then they won 35-31.
And this.
The Raiders got a win in 2020, the bus game, 40-32.
And this.
And the game prior to that, the Chiefs won 40-9. So there's not a lot of close games.
When's the last time Mahomes lost in Vegas?
And never.
And
well,
I
know he hit the slot machine or something.
When did he lose in Oakland?
Never. Okay. No, yeah. He doesn't lose on the road to this team.
Yes. Something tells me this guy goes off on Sunday for the Chiefs at 3:25 against the Raiders. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Let's do this. Keep powering through a Red Friday. I'm super excited. All the hate talk, all the bull junk, all of it.
God, the Raiders are just stupid. Like, you'd think you'd learn, right?
I love it.
And why are they really the only team now that still talks trash?
It's weird. They're the only team to beat the Ravens. They're the last team to beat the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And they're the only team this year to lose the Carolina Panthers. How you doing?
That's interesting when you put it all in that lexicon there, right?
Yeah. Last team to beat the Chiefs.
Last team to beat the Ravens.
And then only lost team to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, not a very good football team out there in Los Angeles. They don't have a quarterback at all. So until you get a quarterback, you're not going to win in this league. Ask Mitchell Trubisky. Here's the thing about Foaling. We heard the spot for Foaling. Free Foaling Fridays every Friday in October from 2 to 6. So get on down to Foaling today from 2 to 6. Get the free foal on. Tell them you heard it here on 96.5 The Fan. And they will let you foal around and find out for free. They got drink specials and all kinds of good stuff going on down there. Great bar at Foaling, and you can bring your own food. So check them out, 435 in Stateline at foalingkc.com.
Mac, let's get to you first, because I think DeAndre Hopkins goes off this week.
Oh, I'm all in, man.
Stream, start, bench, cut on fantasy football this week with DeAndre Hopkins. Your show at 9 o'clock, by the way, here on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, so I actually picked him up in one of my leagues, and I think I am going to play him.
I think you should play him this week from what I'm hearing. I think it's a good
what
play.
What are you hearing?
The dude is making a huge difference already inside the wide receiver room. Like he's got
been
that.
There 8 minutes.
He's been, well, number eight minutes. Like, right, but like he's a star. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, we get excited
is
about
he a
stars.
Hall of Famer?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers enough.
If he gets a ring.
If he gets a ring, he is. Because he's already debatable.
So he is a Hall of Famer then.
Like you don't need a ring as a wide receiver. I don't think you need rings as court, but this is where we are in life and you know whatnot. So that we gotta give everybody rings to get into the Hall of Fame this day and age. But no, I'm hearing from some folks out there at Arrowhead that like he's already had a major impact on, you know, this wide receiver room. It's tough for Xavier Worthy to kind of be the leader. He's been here 8 minutes as well, you know, and has no track record in
he's
the 20
NFL. Years old, yeah.
Rashee Rice could be that guy, but you know, he's hurt. And so when you're hurt, you can't lead. It's very hard, you know, for you to do something like that. And so you bring in this guy, and like I said, he's a star. And for us, you know, you saw Mac's reaction the other day when we got DeAndre Hopkins, right? That's the reaction that these guys have inside that locker room, and it gives them, you know, a boost. It gives them the ability to go, all right, we got some swag back now. And he's the swaggiest dude we've had inside that wide receiver room probably since Tyreek Hill. I mean, obviously since Tyreek Hill.
I think and Chris that, Jones has some swag.
No, I'm saying wide receivers.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for listening.
Oh, no, Mahomes. Michael. Yeah. Mahomes, Kelsey, all those guys. But I'm talking like wide receiver room swag. They really haven't had that for the last couple of years, right? It's like, you know, going into a fight and you got this guy who's like Glass Joe going against Mike Tyson type of deal, right? Like, so you've got the opportunity to bring some swag now back to that room. And a guy who's been there, done that, had the opportunity to produce in the NFL, and the other guys can see that. They go, we know this guy. Like, you, Xavier Worthy, you mentioned 20 years old. That dude was like 10.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
probably eight when DeAndre Hopkins started playing in the NFL. So Xavier Worthy legitimately grew up watching this guy, right? You grow up watching somebody play a sport, then you're on the team with that person, and you're like, man, that's like awe-inspiring almost. Like, I grew up watching you, right? Like, that's how you know you're getting old when I hear people all the time say, I grew up listening to you. I'm like, no, there's no, oh yeah, you probably did, right? You probably did, because if you started listening at 10, you're probably 25 now. So yeah, you did. So Xavier Worthy was like eight when DeAndre Hopkins got into the NFL. Here he is 12 years later, and Xavier Worthy's going, dude, I watched you, but you were on my fantasy team when I was in high school or whatever, you know? Same thing goes with Rashee Rice. Grew up watching this guy in his home state of Texas do all this good stuff. Now he's playing with him. That adds so much to the room, to the position group. Like, it just raises that level for everybody. And so for the first time since Tyreek Hill left, I think they got some swag back, if you will, back in that room. And I think he's going to have a nice game. I think he's ready to go. You know, we'll hear from him a little bit later on, but he's playing meaningful football finally. You know, this guy has not played meaningful football since his team blew a 24-point lead here in Kansas City back in the postseason. It's been a long time.
So somebody says, bro, stop. He's not a Hall of Famer. Is Travis Kelce a Hall of Famer?
100%.
Yeah. Is it because of his rings or his numbers?
No, because he's the best tight end ever. He's revolutionized the position. Probably his numbers. I mean, he's got the second best numbers other than Gronk.
So I guess
best playoff numbers.
And the playoff situation in and of itself.
So that's So do we differ then for tight end? Obviously, numbers differ for tight ends and wide receivers.
Sure, yeah.
Because DeAndre Hopkins' numbers are better than Travis Kelce's. Now, obviously, he's a wide receiver. I know he's going to have more opportunities, which is it shows you why Travis Kelce is a slam dunk.
And he's probably played more than Travis Kelce, too.
And again, I'm not saying that he is DeAndre Hopkins a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying I'm wondering if he is. I'm not saying that he's solidified is a Hall of Famer, but
is there something on the World Wide Web where you can type in a URL that will give you information regarding like Hall of Fame credentials for wide receivers and where DeAndre Hopkins ranks among guys that are in the Hall of Fame right now?
Well, he's going to get 13,000 receiving yards with his career with the Chiefs. He's 472 yards away from 13,000 yards.
So he needs about 500 yards to get 13. How many touchdowns does
79.
He have?
And he has... He has, let's see here.
And don't forget, he was playing with some bad quarterbacks.
And he averages 13.3 yards per catch in his career. Kelce, 11,573 yards, 74 touchdowns for a tight end. So receiver numbers for Travis Kelce, which is why he's, and obviously what he is as tight end, is the greatest tight end in football. So he's a slam dunk. I think there's a conversation to be had maybe down the road about DeAndre Hopkins, especially I think if he gets a ring this year with the Chiefs.
Then it's over, yeah.
Then I think he's in.
But I don't know. Five-time
All-Pro? Three-time first team All-Pro.
First-team All-Pro, that's hard to do.
Exactly.
No, that's really hard to do. That's not like making the Pro Bowl where every Tom, Dick, and Harry makes the Pro Bowl. This is like legitimate, like All-Pro. That's hard to do in the NFL.
So I found this. In order to get tabbed as a future Hall of Famer by the panel, a player has to get a majority of votes, with five being the minimum. Despite his accomplishments, Hopkins just missed that tally. He received four votes last year.
For what?
For Hall of Fame, just trying to see if he's going to be a future Hall of Famer.
Oh, like the committee sits around and votes for people in the game
now? And they say yes or no. And so he's almost already got the yeses.
Well, if that committee is saying stuff, I trust them. The guys who do the voting for the Pro Football Hall of Fame are as diligent as they come. I don't know if you guys understand what they do. They get into a room on the day of the Super Bowl, and they go around the table, and for everybody that's being talked about, they have a representative from that city that covered them or was part of their thing, present them, and then they vote on it. Like, it's an arduous process. It's a weeding out process. It's a conversation. It's not like baseball where nerds with mustard-stained shirts just cast a ballot. Like, this is a legit conversation that they have about these guys. They're presented. People make arguments for these guys. So it'll be interesting, ultimately, to see. So four votes, they say, or one vote shy of being future Hall of Famer. Go out there, get yourself over 13,000 yards, get a couple of touchdowns, win a championship with the Chiefs. Do it on the big stage, because Travis Kelce, Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, Patrick Mahomes, they show up when the moment matters, and it takes somebody special to show up when the moment matters. Not a lot of guys can do that. Alex Rodriguez, Aaron Judge, those guys don't show up when the moment matters. Mm-hmm. But when you show up in the big moments, that puts you on a different stage. And if DeAndre Hopkins goes out and balls for the rest of the regular season and is big in the postseason and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and they go 20-0, everybody's going to start talking about him because he's been banished to Arizona and Tennessee for the last 5 years, where he's been catching passes from, again, Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. And, you know, now he's got Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be exciting to see.
Did Torrey Holt get in the Hall of Fame?
Should be in the Hall of Fame. Him and Isaac Bruce are both Hall of Famers. Isaac's in.
Isaac is in the Hall of Fame?
I believe Isaac got in a couple of years ago.
His career numbers 15, 208, 91 touchdowns.
Isaac?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isaac
one championship, obviously.
Yeah. Went to two Super Bowls.
Torrey Holt is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And then the last question I have is Andre Johnson in the Hall of Fame?
Didn't he go in like
Calvin Johnson went in this year?
Andre Johnson. Where did I just see something
Andre
about
Johnson,
him?
14,000 yards, 70 touchdowns.
Yeah, I would say he is.
Maybe he's in the Texans Hall of Fame. Again, I don't know if there's a way you can figure out who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I mean, I'm looking at the page right now. Yeah. I'm just looking at it. And DeAndre Hopkins is on a list of guys that should get in, along with Jimmy Smith. I don't know if he's in or not.
The guy from NYPD Blue?
Andre Reed. Is he in? Probably not.
Andre Johnson made it.
He did make it.
So if Andre Johnson's a Hall of Famer, DeAndre Hopkins is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Andre Johnson went in this year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm like, why he's on the top of my mind. You know, like, I don't think a lot about Andre Johnson. I mean, I don't go home and dream about the guy, but I just like that name, like, recently has just been there. So, yeah, because the Texans played in the Hall of Fame game, didn't they, this year, maybe? I don't know.
But I do think
that was
there's.
It. Yep.
Yeah. I do think that there's a chance that DeAndre Hopkins could go kind of nuke. No pun intended, actually a lot of pun intended, this week, because this is the best wide receiver Patrick Mahomes has since Tyreek Hill. In my opinion, I don't think that's an unpopular opinion.
Hang
it's
on,
a hot
you
take.
Forget he had Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore.
Come on. And I think this is one of those things that was purposely done this week, because we've said we played the start and we'll go back and we'll play all that audio again to get you ready for Raider week, which is coming to an end and will really come to an end at the end of Sunday night. But this, to me, seemed like they were going to do this. Like, obviously, we played the video yesterday and the audio of him in his car with his wife and daughter listening to Taylor Swift.
Right.
That was Sunday. This is the Raiders. This is a game the Chiefs that you've said have had circled October 27th.
Mm-hmm.
They did all their talking. And then you go get DeAndre Hopkins. You didn't go after Amari Cooper. You let the Bills do that. Obviously, Davante Adams was never the Chiefs were never a team. That's what he said on Up and Adams with the wonderful, lovely Kay Adams. And you look at what he had said yesterday.
No, the Chiefs were never going to get him because Al Davis was not going to trade him to it. What was the quote I had last week? Mr. Davis is not trading him to a division rival. Yeah, so you go to the Jets.
And you hear what DeAndre Hopkins said yesterday when he's introduced to the media.
DeAndre, what you've done in your career, what does it mean to you to come into a building that knows how to win championships and the approach that it takes?
It means a lot. It takes your game to a different level. It takes your focus, your drive, knowing that you're playing for something. It takes your game to a different level. I haven't played meaningful football in a couple years since, you know, we probably started 8-0 in Arizona. It takes your game to a different level.
Takes your game to a different level.
It does.
There is a fire that burns within inside of you. Yeah. If you want a good song about that, go listen to Bob Seger, The Fire Inside. Great song. Piano riffs are fantastic. But I do believe in a lot of that because I go back to the most recent example, and that is Kareem Hunt. Now, Kareem Hunt left on bad terms, came back, and he's ran like he's running with a purpose because he wants to prove that he missed his time in Kansas City, which he did. Uh-huh. And since Kareem Hunt has been here, 3 touchdowns, he's solved for now your short red zone offense. Obviously, you called it last week with 2 touchdowns. And you hear what DeAndre Hopkins has to say. You know, kind of uses his play to talk, right? Unless you go back and listen to the D'Angelo Hall Hard Knocks where he cut so hard that D'Angelo Hall ripped his ACL.
Right.
And then he said, I fear God. That's the only person DeAndre Hopkins fears. Good for him. And I think when you look at DeAndre Hopkins or you listen to that audio and you think about who Patrick Mahomes is, who DeAndre Hopkins is, what the Chiefs want, which is a three-peat, what DeAndre Hopkins wants, which is a ring, and to play meaningful football, I see no doubt in my mind that he's targeted 6-7 times for somewhere between 60 and 75 yards and a touchdown. To me, in fantasy, that is a boom game.
Well, that's a massive boom game in real football,
right,
too.
Yes.
I mean, like, people look at certain numbers that they judge people by.
Correct.
For defensive linemen, like, if you don't have double-digit sacks, people say, oh my God, you're not having a good year. Mm-hmm. You go look how many people have double-digit sacks in an NFL season, you can count on 2 hands. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver. Oh, he didn't have 100 yards receiving. He must not have had a good game. Count how many people have a 100-yard game. What do we talk about? Chad Johnson or Justin Jefferson has 200-yard games, and Jamar Chase has 100-yard game this year, or flip-flopped either way. Like, 100-yard games are hard to come by in this league, especially on a team that has a lot of options, as the Chiefs do. But playing meaningful football and hearing him say, yeah, I'm finally playing meaningful football since starting 8-0, that does matter because that's human nature. Mm-hmm. Think if you went to work every day and you had no opportunity for anything and you just went there from 9 to 5 and punched in and you were just going through the motions. It's miserable. That's what it's been like for DeAndre Hopkins over the last couple of years. Going into work every day, it's a miserable environment. We're not playing meaningful football. This sucks. Yeah, my paycheck is nice and I got a sweet Houston Oilers throwback. But other than that, like, this sucks going in every day. How do you get up every morning to put your body on the line on a 2-5 football team, or a 1-7 football team, or a 4-13 football team? How do you as an athlete get up every morning in a game like the NFL and be like, yeah, I'm ready to bust it? You're not. Right. But now those aches aren't achy. You know, those hurts aren't as hurt. You get up and you get ready to go because you're playing on a 6-0 football team with an opportunity to win. That gives you new life. DeAndre Hopkins has got new life here in Kansas City.
Yeah, just imagine driving a Ford Focus for 10 years and all of a sudden someone gives you a brand new Mustang.
Yeah, there you go. You're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, going.
Feels good.
So diving into the numbers for this weekend, his odds to score a touchdown, yes, plus 150, no, minus 200. Which side do you take?
I'm going to take the plus side.
That's your Chiefs take this week?
Yeah, I think they're going to make sure that DeAndre Hopkins gets in the end zone because they're going to send a message too. This again, as we've talked about leading up to this game for 5 months now, get your popcorn ready on Sunday because they want to put together an offensive output like we've never seen before. And now you've got this new toy. What do you do when you get something new? You play with it. Think about Christmas morning. You get that new toy. You play with it all day long. You never let it go, blah, blah, blah. That's DeAndre Hopkins. They're going to send him.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Message to the rest of the league on Sunday, and they're going to say, hey, yeah, we're 6-0. Everybody's writing us off. We're no good at wide receiver. hey, DeAndre, come in here, have some fun, let's see what we can do. I think they're going to showcase DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday, or at least attempt to showcase DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. I do think he gets into the end zone. I take the yes side and the plus money.
And if you're looking for DeAndre Hopkins this weekend, he'll be wearing the number 8.
Yeah.
Apparently he's wearing it for Kobe Bryant, is what they said, mm-hmm. or that's what he said. So he had to go to Justin Ross apparently and say, "Hey, bud,
who?
Why don't we switch some things around here real quick?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play. You're not. I'm gonna wear number 8. So he's wearing number 8, which he's honoring Kobe Bryant, which brings up a question for us: if there's a number that you could wear to honor an athlete, who would it be?
I got 3, and one is number 89 for Mark Bavaro, my childhood football idol growing up.
Who?
Loved him. You don't know who Mark Bavaro?
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do some research. Number 29 for Mike Sweeney. You know
like
who that is?
Guy.
You know
that is. Love that guy.
And number 23 for Don Mattingly.
Donnie Ballgame?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So 2 New York guys and then Mike Sweeney.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
No wonder you hate Rodgers.
Yeah, for real.
Starting to make sense.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's a turd. He just sucks.
Anyways, Mac, you got a number that you would wear to honor a player?
Yeah, man. 25 for Jamal Charles also works because my birthday's on August 25th. So it all goes together. He's my favorite Chief of all time. It's always been my favorite number for that reason. So yeah, 25. Mm. Jamal Charles, baby.
I always wore number 16.
Why?
Joe Randa.
Really?
Love the Joker.
Joe Randa.
Yeah, dude. Good mid at third base. Was ecstatic when they brought him back over from either Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. And I just love the Joker. Always wore number 16. Good number. Solid number. Couldn't wear it in the Kansas City Chiefs organization. But,
no, you're done there.
Yeah. I'd have to go to Brian Cook and see if you'd want to switch to the number 6.
6, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Randa, number 16.
Randa.
That's right.
Solid player.
Loved it.
Yeah,
who hated the Joker?
Nobody, I don't
great
think.
Great batting stance, great face.
A great face, always
good
smiled.
Mid at third base.
Very good player.
The corner infield for the Royals.
Imagine Joe Randa in his prime on this Royals team.
Oh, I'd love it.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, he'd be your 6 hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So would you're be going, your 6 hitter?
No, I was a 2 hitter because I was slow, but I could hit the opposite field.
No, I'm thinking Joe Randa in this lineup would probably be
I think
5.
Well, 5 or 6. Depending on, let's see, yeah, Massey, Bobby, Vinny, Sal.
Randa. Massey, Bobby, Vinny, Sal. Yeah, 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. From the 913, it says, give us a parlay, fellas.
Oh, I'll get there.
Okay, I was going to say, Dusty, you've probably cooked one up.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, I missed one last night.
Take all the overs on DeAndre Hopkins.
Seriously, though, these numbers don't look high enough to me.
49.5 yards.
Taking it.
I'm over.
Over,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one right now. Probably total receptions, 4.5.
4.5. That's tough.
Because I think 5 catches, that's a lot.
But
that's a big day.
Because he doesn't need 5 to get 49. He needs like 3 or 4 to get that because I can promise you he's going to have at least a 10-yard catch. He's probably going to have at least 2 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is he going to throw the ball to is
that's
my
what I'm
question.
Saying. He's taking over the Rashee Rice role. That's 7-8 targets.
The only thing that would ruin that parlay with catches would be if like Blake Bell has another one of those games and then Travis Kelce comes alive and then it's like 4-4-4. That's 16 or that's 12 completions right
the
there.
Over. I think you take the over. I think 4.5 is a nice number, but I think you take the over.
I know that at least one of the legs I'll have is the minus 10. I'm waiting until 7:30 to see if that line moves by then, which it
the
probably
Chiefs
won't.
Favored by minus 10.
Mm-hmm. I think the Chiefs minus 10, DeAndre Hopkins over yards, and then there'll probably be some sort of like anytime touchdown. Keep it simple, do a 3-legger, get it about plus 300 or something like that. But yeah, yes to score a touchdown plus 150, no minus 200.
What about total touchdowns with the Chiefs? They got it 4.5 for the season. You taking the over?
Come on,
you
man.
Say that. But look at the numbers again. How many touchdowns does Travis Kelce have so far this year?
Yeah, we'll 0. See.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how, you know, you got to think. Oh, 4.5, clearly. Really? You sure about that?
Sure about that.
You sure about that? 4.5 touchdowns for the rest of the year?
I was afraid I was going to get eaten. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, there's a guy that plays quarterback that makes you want to play for his team. It's no secret who that is. We'll tell you what that is and why on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, it's Dusty Likens once again to remind you of my good friends at Heartland Men's Health. Guys, if you're insecure or you're not sure where to start or how to talk about something, let me help you. If it's weight loss, I know I've had my issues with it. I finally talked to somebody about it. The guys at Heartland Men's Health, they kind of worked me through it. Erectile dysfunction, low T. If those are things that you suffer from, feel free to reach out to my people at Heartland Men's Health. They have three locations to serve you: Overland Park, Kansas; Independence, Missouri, between Blue Springs and Lee's Summit; and their new office in North Kansas City. They have an expert staff, and you will see the results quickly. Schedule and consult with Heartland Men's Health today. Your initial visit is only $99, and it includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a TNP PSA test. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. So, fellas, that insecurity, that not knowing where to go or who to talk to, this is where you need to go. It is Heartland Men's Health. You can call them today at 844-447-6600 or visit heartlandmenshealth.com. Right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football, K-State athletics, K-State KU on Saturday.
Huge game.
I know you don't like to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I love talking about Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like you loathe to talk about
Aaron Rodgers. I loathe him, but boy, I love talking about him. Thank you for being compelling, Aaron. Seriously, yeah. Thank you for being compelling.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you look at where certain teams are and why they are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
This was Aaron Rodgers on the leader.
And the defense gave up 37 points, but it's just like because
It doesn't that sound is, like Aaron Rodgers.
That is, okay. Not, that is not ready yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There would be a very bad word said.
So. Oh, okay. Either way, there are questions going around in the Jets locker room about, is it clicky, right? I can tell you for one thing, clicks don't work. They make things awkward.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think you see this, and you talked about it, DeAndre Hopkins already making an impact in the locker room with the receiving group.
Right.
Right, pick his brain. If you're Xavier Worthy, sit next to him on every flight, every bus ride, every time you can, pick that man's brain.
I mean, put him in the middle seat and put Rice on one side and Xavier on the other.
Right, and I think the thing is that like DeAndre Hopkins welcomes that.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, same way.
Absolutely welcomes that.
Takes ownership every time. He's like, yeah, you know, I got to play better. And we've heard Rodgers say that, but not as much.
No.
But every press conference that if the Chiefs lose, Mahomes takes blame.
Right.
I got to play better. I got to get these guys in a better spot. We got to make sure. We heard Rodgers a couple weeks ago throw Mike Williams under the bus. Then the next week, I got to play better.
He blamed the media.
Then he did say, how do you help this team play better? They've got to stop listening to you.
Right.
Which I'm not totally against that. If there's a bunch of guys in there reading between the lines and listening to guys like you and I say things, that it's probably not good for the mind. But the thing is, in that Jets locker room, as opposed to what the Chiefs locker room is, which again, I'm not comparing the two teams. I'm comparing the attitude and the morale of the two teams. Aaron Rodgers is very clicky. Like, it's Lazard, Davante Adams, and Aaron Rodgers. And Davante Adams had a speech to the Jets locker room after their loss. Davante Adams, you've been there for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have that clout yet. Yeah, I know you're a veteran and all that, but it's your job there is to kind of, you know, lean on the receivers. Go talk to Garrett Wilson. Go talk to those guys about here's what we need to do. But Rodgers, Lazard, and Adams kind of have their little click.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the Chiefs, yeah, Mahomes and Kelsey are best friends, but you see how that team works. It's like a well-oiled machine. Whereas like the click in New York can cause a divide. Whereas there is no division in this locker room. The only thing that's in this locker room is the competition within. The defense wants to be better than the offense. The offense wants to be better than the defense. But both will allow the other to be like, hey, you know what? You were the better one this week.
Yeah.
There isn't that in the Jets locker room.
Well, and that's because it starts with leadership. But that really starts with the head coach. Everything you hear from Patrick Mahomes, he's parroting from Andy Reid. When you listen to Andy Reid, what was the last time Andy Reid took credit for something? If somebody can find me a soundbite of Andy Reid taking credit for something since he's been a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll be more than happy to listen to it because I don't think that's ever happened. Andy Reid, at one point, I think it was after the New England playoff loss years and years ago after they beat Houston, somebody asked him about the plays being called. He said, I called the bad ones. Doug Peterson called the good ones. And like, it's that type of stuff that trickles down and sets the tone for who you are as an organization and how this thing is going to be run. Andy Reid is the leader of this organization. He has never once taken credit. Guy wins Super Bowls, he's given credit to everybody else but himself. He'll never take credit and never be one of those guys that admits to say, hey, I'm pretty good at what I do. We try to get Andy Reid to say, I'm good at what I do. He refuses to take the credit because that's what a leader does. You take all the blame, you take all the responsibility when things go poorly, but when things go good, you give everybody else the credit. Patrick Mahomes is the same type of guy. That's because he's learning from Andy Reid. Aaron Rodgers has basically been in locker rooms his entire life being the guy that everybody looks at because he's the quarterback, but being a horse's ass as well, not being that leader, not being that guy that galvanizes the locker room. Patrick Mahomes hangs out with the defense. Patrick Mahomes hangs out with the linemen. He has his best friend in Travis Kelce, and they do their best friend things, but they don't exclude everybody from the locker room. I heard yesterday on ESPN Radio, Chris Canty, former defensive tackle for the Giants, among others, he called Aaron Rodgers a cancer yesterday, and that's a former NFL player saying something like that. So for me, it holds more weight because he's actually been in the locker room and can see what this is about. I don't disagree. Where has Aaron Rodgers gone in a situation and truly made things better? He took over for Brett Favre, immediately won a Super Bowl, and then when it became his operation, they haven't done anything. There's a reason Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl championship and Patrick Mahomes has three, because people don't like playing with Aaron Rodgers. He makes them feel like outcasts. I think he makes them feel, because he's a Cal guy, you know, fancies himself very smart, and he is. I think he makes other people feel like they're not as smart as he is.
But that's weird because Jared Goff is a Cal guy.
But he doesn't act that way.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like and I just said Cal because it's a good school, right? Like, but personality-wise, I think like Aaron Rodgers, to me, comes across as the guy that just looks down on everybody else and like, I'm better than you, you know?
Condescending.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, right? And if you're a player in that locker room, you're looking at this guy going, kiss my ass, bro. You don't even know my name. How many guys in that locker room do you think Aaron Rodgers truly knows who they are? And I'll tell you, how many guys in that locker room does Patrick Mahomes know? Not only does he know every one of their names, he probably knows their birth dates, their wives' names, their parents' names, and their kids' names as well.
Do the Jets play the Packers this year?
No, I don't think we get
that. Yeah. Robert Saleh's in Green Bay.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, damn it. As a defensive informant.
Yeah, like what a stooge, though. Take your money and go hang with your family for the rest of the year, man.
I think the other thing that hurts Rodgers and like his perception of the team is that he's washed. Like if he if he was out there throwing for like 300 yards and like hitting touchdowns and doing all that sort of thing, I think there'd be a different sort of perspective. Like, damn, I got to be better for this guy. But like Aaron Rodgers is washed. Like he's done.
Yeah.
It's not there. And it's, I hate to be this guy, but it's not completely his fault in Green Bay that it never happened again. Obviously, Mike McCarthy was a problem. They didn't really build around him, but you kind of look into the tea leaves like, did people really want to go play for Rodgers?
Well, that's the other thing. People want to play here. Like, people are crying to get here to Kansas City. People are crying to get away from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and this is that Jets fan, this audio that we tried to play earlier, kind of realizing what you guys are saying.
And the defense gave up 37 points, but it's just like, because Aaron Rodgers, he's just not a good leader.
He's not, he doesn't inspire you to want to play better.
No,
play
like I don't him. Think people want to play for him. And I don't know. I'm not a football player.
You're not
in
the locker room.
I quit football when I was in seventh grade. So like anyone who wants to tell me you don't know what a good leader in football looks like, yeah, I probably don't. But what I see from Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like a guy that dudes are going to rally behind and be like, that's my guy. He's got my back. I got his back. Let's be a team and go win this game together.
When was the last time you saw Aaron Rodgers like on the sidelines pumping up his players like you saw with Patrick Mahomes and you see with Patrick Mahomes all the time? It does make a difference. Like your quarterback needs to be your leader, but he also needs to be a great uniter. He needs to be the best teammate that you're going to have. He needs to be a chameleon and be able to resonate in all corners of the locker room. Salvador Perez is another prime example of a guy like that who is a true leader on the team and can go to any part of that locker room and hang out with those guys and fit right in. That's Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that. Aaron Rodgers is going sitting down at a steak dinner with a white tablecloth and fancy silverware and a cold fork for the salad and all that kind of stuff.
Love a cold fork.
You do love a cold fork,
and a cold plate.
Oh, cold plate. Shout out Jasper's cold plate, cold fork salad. Love it. But here's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers is going to those places. First of all, he's not inviting anybody to go along with him. And all the other guys are going and hanging out at like Mac's place, Applebee's, and just having a good time. And they see this guy and they're like, you don't motivate me, man. But Patrick Mahomes is like, everybody's going to Applebee's. I'm buying. All your kids are coming too. And I'm hanging with all you guys today. Like, that's why that's one of the reasons why Patrick Mahomes will go down as the greatest ever. He gets the game inside the game and people want to play with him. People love him. They think he's awesome. Aaron Rodgers, he's a nice quarterback, but I don't want to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, he goes to Club Aqua, and everybody's asking if he can get in, and he's like, I don't know if I can get you in.
Ignores the phone call.
Gives his own family and teammates the FU button, I'm busy.
Right, like people were wondering, man, this guy's family must be awful. They don't want to talk to him. And then you kind of find out, the family was right.
That's right. A lot of people are going to disagree with this, but Bob Costas was right.
He was.
And there's a couple other people that were really wrong as we keep going forward in this Raiders week here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey,
Bob
Dusty
Costas.
Watkins. That's right. I think so. Bob Costas.
No.
Is it not Bob Costas?
How about Nick Costos?
It says Costas in the rundown. So I figured it was Bob Costas with a K. I'm Dusty Likens. This is 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.